This is the Freedom Audio Show with Aaron Chen.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen, and in every single episode of the Freedom Audio Show, I'll be sharing one idea with you that has the potential to make you thousands of dollars in your business and will help you get closer to creating true freedom in your life. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin. Hey, what's going on? Aaron Chen here. Welcome to episode 228 of the Freedom Audio Show. I hope you're doing well. Do apologize for the long hiatus of not being able to upload episodes. Just been flat out, unfortunately, with other products. Just too much on my plate, unfortunately, and the podcast had to take a bit of a backseat. But I'm going to try and get back into it, try and get back in here and provide some value for you guys, especially for those of you who do enjoy the show. I've had a few messages from people saying, Aaron, what happened to the podcast? You disappeared. And I do appreciate that. I'm here. It's just got a lot going on with the business, trying to expand it right now, so being pulled in a lot of different directions. But in today's episode, I'm going to talk about why it's not a good idea to ask for handouts when it comes to building your business empire online. And you know, I talk about this from a true story. I do get emails occasionally from people that will ask me for free handouts, you know, into my program, coach them for free, you know, give me access to my courses for free, things like that. And in return, what they're going to do is they're going to give me, you know, 10% of their profit forever, you know, until they die kind of thing, right? And, you know, if you think about it, as a business owner, you might be thinking, oh, you know, that sounds like a pretty good business proposition, right? I'm going to give this guy access to my training for free. I'm going to give him a bit of time, give him or her a bit of time. And when they make it big, then I'm going to get to keep, you know, 10% of their revenue forever, every single month, right? And most of the time, people that send me these kind of emails, they're struggling with money, right? They don't have enough capital to start their business. And there's so many problems with this kind of setup, okay? And I want to talk about that a little bit, because you might be in this position, or you might, you know, already run a pretty successful business, and maybe you've got people asking you this question, and you're wondering, is this a good thing to invest in? Should I, you know, give out my stuff for free? Should I take a chance on this person who seems very eager and, you know, very willing to do what it takes to be successful? Or is it a bad gamble, right? And there, again, there's so many problems with this, and let me just kind of lay it out for you, okay? Whichever side of the fence that you're on. So first of all, the big problem with doing something like this is you don't know this person from Adam, right? I don't know who this person is. I don't know who these people are. They're on my email list, but I have no idea what kind of work ethic they have, right? So if I was to invest in them, I mean, these people, they might seem eager, but the reality is that most people are just straight up lazy, okay? This is just human nature, all right? Like, maybe you are hardworking, but 90% of people out there are lazy. They're not hardworking, they're not disciplined, and you don't know what people's work ethic is like, okay? Most of the time, people, as soon as they hit a roadblock, they will quit. That's just the way it works, okay? Another problem is that when somebody gets something for free, they don't value it, okay? And you might be thinking to yourself, well, you know, if somebody doesn't have money and they get a program, of course they're gonna value it. And yes, of course, you know, there are certain circumstances where, sure, you know, there are those small percentage of individuals that will value something that's absolutely free. But for the most part, and again, we're generalizing for the general population, right? If they didn't have to work for it, if they didn't have to pay for it out of their own money that they earn with their blood, sweat, and tears, okay, they're not gonna value that thing. If they just get it for free, they're not going to take the time and go through the entire program, right? And my program is a deep program. It's a 30-hour program. It's basically getting an MBA in affiliate marketing. You're gonna learn from start to finish how to become, you know, a multiple six-figure affiliate marketer, even if you've never done affiliate marketing before. So it's a deep training program, right? And you're gonna have to be somebody who has the mental fortitude and the right attitude and discipline to want to go through that. And if you get it for free, you're not gonna respect it, for the most part. Most people aren't gonna respect it, right? So if I was to give this gentleman my program for free, the chances that he'll actually finish it and action it out is very, very slim, I know that because I've worked with people for a very, very long time, and I've been doing this for now over 14 years, right? And that's just human nature in general, okay? Another thing is that when it comes to building businesses, right, the program, I might be able to get this gentleman into the program for free because I can just kind of, you know, gift him the program. But what I can't gift him is the cost of actually doing the business. You see, learning how to do something online, going through the course, is just one part of being successful. The second part of being successful is you need the foundational tools in order to run your business properly, right? So in this particular example, if you want to run a business where you're selling digital courses online, which is basically affiliate marketing, right? You're selling other people's products. You need an email manager, you need a page builder, and you need a tracker, right? These are the basic tools. It's kind of like, you know, if you wanted to start any business, like a restaurant, and I use this example all the time, right? If you wanted to start a restaurant business, what do you need? You don't just need the instructions on how to start the restaurant, but you also need the actual premises. You need staff, you need food, you need the kitchen equipment, you need the pots, the pans, the chairs, the tables, the marketing. You need to renovate the premises. You have to pay rental on the property of your restaurant, right? So that all costs money. So where's this money gonna come from, right? So in this particular example, if I was to agree with this gentleman, I would not only have to gift him the course, but I would also have to pay for his tools every single month, right? Now, because he doesn't have the money to do it. So in that respect, I would have to be out of pocket $150 to $200 every single month until this gentleman starts to make money, right? So now, it's not only that I'm gifting him the program, which he probably won't finish because it's free, the other thing is that I have to be out of pocket every single month to pay for his tools to run his business. So, and the next thing is I don't know this gentleman from Adam, right? I've never met him. I don't know what his work ethic is like. We've never worked together. So I don't know if he will actually complete what he said that he's going to start, right? I don't know if he's going to finish what he says, you know, quote unquote, that he's going to finish or start, right? And so there's a lot of problems with that because, you know, it just doesn't, you know, as an investment, it's not a very good investment for me as a business owner. You know, I know that sounds harsh, but you have to put yourself in a business owner's shoes, right? Now, if I had worked with this person before, that means maybe he was my ex-colleague. You know, we were working in the same office, and I know he's a great salesperson. He works very, very hard, and, you know, he's very organized, he's disciplined, she's disciplined, whatever it is. And for some reason, at some stage in their career, it didn't work out, and they reached out to me and they said, "Hey, Aaron, I know you're doing that affiliate marketing thing. It sounds very interesting, but I don't have the money right now. Could we kind of work out a deal where, you know, I give you 10% of my revenue for the next 10 years or whatever it is, right? And you gift me into your program and you help me out with the tools and stuff like that." Now, that is a completely different business investment than the first option because I know the person, right? So in the second option, I might be like, okay, this might be a worthy investment because I think that Dan or Sally or whoever it is might be able to do this properly because I've worked with them before, right? I know what their work ethic is like. I know them as a person, as a human being. This is a good investment. It's something that I'm willing to put my money into because I think this person can do it, right? But when it's the first option where this person is just messaging me on email, I've never met them in my life, they live halfway across the world, I cannot vouch for them at all, I just don't know if they will even take action after the first week. Does that make sense, right? So this is the problem, all right? So there's a lot of things going on here. And, you know, the bottom line is that when it comes to building a business and creating something for yourself, you need to do it on your own steam, okay? You can't ask for handouts because the truth of the reality is that no one's gonna give you that handout. No business owner in their right mind, especially if they don't know who you are, is gonna be like, okay, sure, that sounds good. I'm gonna give you my course for free and I'm going to pay for all your tools. I'm gonna be out of pocket for 6 to 12 months or whatever it is until you start making money and then you can pay me, revenue or whatever. And also the other problem is that there's no way to track that revenue, right? You have to trust this person enough to give you real numbers and to actually pay you out that revenue every single month, which is very, very difficult to track, okay? Again, comes down to not knowing the person and trust and all those other things, okay? So there's a lot of issues with that, right? And again, it all comes down to struggle. All right, the only way that you're going to value your success is if you struggle. You've got to struggle a little bit. All right, and that's what I told this gentleman. I said, look, you know, nothing in life comes easy. Life is difficult, right? And, you know, the only way that you're going to really succeed in life is if you go through struggle. And you can make it happen for yourself. And I mean, the course is not expensive. It's a $67 per month course, right? And yes, he might live in a part of the world where, you know, US dollars is quite expensive, and that might be a lot of money. But the reality is that even if it took him 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years to save up that money, you can do it, right? If it requires this gentleman to move cities, move towns, you can do that. If it required you to move from the village to the city to find a job, you can do that, right? It just depends on how much you want it. He doesn't even have to do that. He could literally become a freelancer online and make US dollars, right? So he told me that the job market is not that great where he is. Move, you know? He told me the job market is not that great. Then don't do an offline job. Do an online job. You can easily make between 2,000 to 4,000 US dollars freelancing 100% online. I know many people that do that, and they live in countries that have small economies, right? Like India, like Pakistan, like Sri Lanka, like Bangladesh, right? Like Thailand, like Indonesia, whatever it is, like Malaysia, right? I know so many people that do that, and they make a lot of money 100% freelancing because they took the time to learn it and they took the effort to actually go out and do it instead of just asking for handouts, okay? So think about it that way. Right, so that's basically what I told this person. So it depends on who you are. All right, so if you're like the gentleman, you're in a situation where, you know, you don't have that much money, you don't have that much savings to start a business. Understand that a lot of people are also in that position. I mean, it took me 8 years to finally break through online, but I did it and I continued to do it because I never gave up on my dream. Right, I was gonna do it regardless. No matter how thick the wall was, no matter how high it was, I was gonna figure out how to get around that wall. Whether that's hopping over it, going around it, breaking through it, digging under it, I figured it out, right? Was it a painful journey? Absolutely. Did I struggle? Yes, I struggled every day for 8 years. It was one of the most difficult things I've ever done in my life. Would I do it again? Absolutely, because it completely changed my life when I finally broke through. Okay, and that's going to be the same thing for you, whether you are already a business owner or you're somebody that is trying to make it online. It's going to take a little bit of time for you to crack this nut, okay, for you to crack this code. And that's okay, because what's the other option that you have? The other option that you have is doing nothing and living your life the same way that you're living it right now for the rest of your life. And that to me sounds pretty bad. That's not even an option. I mean, if you're 40 years old, you're gonna live another 40, 50 years, my friend, right? And if you're gonna live another 40, 50 years, you know, the way that you're living right now and you're already not happy and you're in a bad situation, well, that to me sounds pretty depressing, okay? So what's your other option, you know? So work for it, work hard, struggle, that's okay, you know, because that's part of the success equation. You've gotta struggle, you know, you can't get free handouts, that's not how it works, right? So whether that's working 4 extra jobs, whether that's not seeing your friends, you know, every single weekend, whether that's not watching Netflix, you know, for 3 hours at the end of every single night, you have to sacrifice. You know, I sacrificed so much from 2009 to 2019. Well, 2009 to 2016, that was the first 8 years, right? Where I spent over 100,000 US dollars. That's like almost a million ringgit in my country. That is a lot of money. All right, that's a lot of money to put in a business when nobody believed you, when I bought so many courses that didn't work, when I tried and tried and tried and didn't work, when I was putting hours and hours and hours into the business every single night. I was still working a full-time job and I still did it anyway. Why? Because I believed in my dream. Okay, I never asked for a handout anytime at all, and you shouldn't either, okay? Because that's not how you're going to get success, and that's not how you're going to appreciate the success that you actually have, all right, or take it seriously. So a little bit of a rant there, but this is a really, really good lesson, because I do get people, you know, emailing me about this exact same thing. I would say probably about once or twice a month, you know, there'll be somebody that asks for a handout like this. And you should never, ever, ever ask for handouts when it comes to your business. Do it yourself. You need to succeed on your own steam, all right? Whether that takes you a year or 10 years, you can do it. You can figure it out. Where there's a will, there's a way, all right? And, you know, whether, again, it takes you that extra effort, that extra time, the sacrifice, you got to do it, because that's just the way life works, you know? Most people weren't born with a silver spoon in their mouth. I certainly wasn't, right? And if I can do it, then you can too. Okay? I hope you took a lot from this episode. This is a powerful one, all right? And a message like this, I'm hoping, will resonate with you and help you to get to the next stage in your life. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Freedom Audio Show. Take care. Hey, it's Aaron again, and thanks so much for listening to the show. Listen, if you're enjoying the Freedom Audio Show, I would appreciate so much if you can go to whatever device you're listening this on and giving this show a 5-star, because that will show me that you're enjoying the show and I'm going to keep coming up with new episodes. And listen, if you're interested in learning how to build out an affiliate marketing business, learning how to find great products online, and you know, learning how to earn your first dollar on the internet, then perhaps you'd like to check out my newest program. It's called The Invincible Marketer. So all you need to do is go to www.theinvinciblemarketer.com and you can check it out there. Let me know what you think of it, because I'd love to hear your feedback, and speak to you soon. Take care.